Protesters descended on yesterday's Denver City Council meeting, demanding major reforms to how policing is done in the city. The Denverite reports that scores of protesters took over Denver City Council chambers, chanting defund DPD just before the City Council's weekly meeting was about to begin at 5:30. For the next 2.5 hours, City Council members then listened to speakers who demanded a series of changes to the city's police force. Some of the comments included calls for taxpayer money to be redirected away from law enforcement and instead directed toward behavioural health services. Other people called for the complete abolishment of the police department. The Denverite reports that protesters repeatedly named Black and Latinx people who have been killed by officers and deputies with the Denver Police Department and the Denver's Sheriff's Department. The names that were chanted include Michael Marshall, William DeBose, Marvin Booker, Jessica Hernandez, Paul Childs and Ryan Ronquillo. The Boulder Valley School Board is expected to discuss the issue of having police officers, otherwise known as school resource officers, in schools throughout the school district at its meeting this evening. The Daily Camera reports that the NAACP's Boulder County chapter has been leading local efforts to call for police to be removed from all Boulder Valley schools. This follows a nationwide effort to remove school resource officers or police officers from schools. Recently, Denver Public Schools agreed to phase out the use of police officers by June 2021. Boulder Valley Superintendent Rob Anderson has said in the past that all members of the community need to be involved in this district-wide conversation on school resource officers, including parents, students, teachers and school administrators. However, Christine Johnson, who's the co-chair of the Boulder County NAACP Education Committee, told the Daily Camera that she's concerned that a long timeline for a discussion could lead to less urgency to address the situation. A statewide ballot measure that would lead to a paid family and medical leave insurance program officially launched its campaign on Monday. Representatives of Colorado Families First, the group behind the ballot measure, spoke on a press conference call on Monday morning and they outlined the urgent need to have a measure to give workers in the state access to paid family and medical leave benefits. The campaign started with three different ballot measures, but it's now focusing on gathering signatures for Initiative 283. And that initiative would give an exemption from paying premiums to businesses with fewer than 10 workers. For the measure to actually get on the statewide ballot this November, the campaign must collect approximately 124,000 valid signatures by the deadline of August 3rd.